Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Well, Ron and Bob, if I had told you going into the game last night that the Penguins would dominate the Tampa Bay Lightning with goals from Heinen, Boyle, and Simone to start things out, would you have believed me? Boyle hasn't scored. Boyle and Simone combined haven't scored in like three decades.
I don't think Boyle's played in 14 months.
Yeah. It's amazing.
No. And, you know, Brian Boyle, I thought was, you know, after not playing at all last year, that he was just, you know, they were looking for some physicality, but I never thought that it was result in, and he had a quick release on that shot. I don't think Vasilevskiy was ready for it. But Dominic Simone has always been around the net. His thing is he can never score. Like Ron Flockhart used to do. He used to tease everyone.
Ron
with his
Flockhart.
Flocky hockey.
There's a name out of
Flocky
the past.
Hockey.
He used to run all of Gary McAdam was another one. He would just run around and, you know, he's in great position, but you couldn't score.
Real quick, the ESPN broadcast, hockey back on ESPN. I thought the broadcast was okay. I thought the pregame was unbelievable when they went immediately to Bob Christensen, the guy who made the little theme song for ESPN. They had Crosby, Ovechkin, McKinnon, all these stars listening to it, and they went into how the guy developed the theme song, and Justin Bieber was doing the voiceover.
Yeah,
it was goosebump raising. I thought it was brilliant. Did you see it, Ron?
I did not see the beginning of it, no.
Yeah, I liked it a lot. I thought, they have time to work on that, and they did it very well. There's no question.
I got to get used to it. I still miss Doc leading into it.
That's what I
always loved the best.
Pierre Maguire, too. I miss Pierre Maguire. I think he was so knowledgeable, and I know he's going to be on in Canada, right? That's where he
I don't is. Know what he, Pierre's doing,
he's
honestly.
Working for, he what, would he go to the Senators, right?
Oh, that's right. He did the
he's got a front
right.
office job with the Ottawa Senators.
But I still miss him on the broadcast. I thought overall it was a bad game to try to get a new audience because it was just
– It was kind of a boring game.
All right, gentlemen.
Except when you win, it's never boring.
Yeah, exactly. Let's go to our friend and yours, Jay Caulfield, for his season debut here. Jay is brought to you by – let me find it here, Jay. Hold on. The suspense is building. Bob?
Jay Caulfield is brought
gone.
To you by
– Is he gone?
If I have something to say, it's probably about a wonderful place where he has good food served to him. In Jay Caulfield fashion. Am I right? Is it that?
Yes, except I can't find it as I leaf through my pages here. Ron, you were supposed to have this.
I do have it now. I don't have it.
It's the Disc Institute of Pittsburgh.
Oh.
There it is.
Bob needs the Disc Institute of Pittsburgh.
I need a disc.
Is he here, Horsey? Horsey just called him back. We're having more problems than the Tampa Bay Lightning in game one. They just look disinterested. I mean, I think that's fair to say. Yes, plus they have a whole new
hangover.
Bottom of their roster.
I mean,
roster.
Just the hangover, the celebration.
They're different, man. They're different. And we know the Penguins. When the Penguins lost the Matt Cullens and Chris Kunitzes and Nick Bonino's of the world, those are the types that Tampa lost. Anyway, Jay Caulfield, brought to you by the Disc Institute of Pittsburgh. Dr. Caulfield, how are you?
Good, guys. How are you?
Jay,
doing wonderful.
Nice to see Bob in the show today.
Yeah, yes. Yeah, I'm here. Joe and I want to talk golf with you, but we know this is a hockey program, so Ron's going to keep it on the straight and narrow.
It's great to talk to you again, Jay. Looking forward to doing it every week, man.
Okay, great to talk to you guys, too.
So I was just asking these guys if I told you that this version of the Penguins would blow out the Lightning in game one with the first three goals from Heinen, Boyle, and Simone. Would you have believed me, Jay?
Yeah, I mean, you heard the guys even talk about it last night, that this opening night game is always on the champion. But I think the way that game played out, they dominated the first minute. If it wasn't for the goaltending of Tampa early, it would have been 3-4-0 in the first period. So they did dominate. I don't think I would have thought that. But I do think the Penguins came to play. And whenever you're seeing somebody raise a banner in their building, it's not fun. They want to make sure they quiet the crowd, and they did just that.
Jay, how does Mike Sullivan do it when so many guys are out? You knew Malkin and Crosby weren't going to play last night. Gensel and Aston Reese, and yesterday morning they lose Mike Matheson. He seems to have a way of galvanizing them when things are looking the bleakest. I mean, I just thought with what they put out there last night, they were going to have trouble winning that game.
You know, Ron, I believe it's part of the mindset and how they want the mentality to be. Mike Sullivan, obviously, we know what he's done and how great a coach he is, and I think it's the mindset that you're part of the Pittsburgh Penguins and you're here to win games no matter who's in the lineup. And if you're filling a void, then you have a job to do. And they all are out there earning their keep each and every night when the situation was like that. They got goaltending throughout the night. You know, it was a shame they got a couple by him late. But they really didn't get him. He wasn't tested that much, but he had to come up with a couple of big saves so they don't get momentum. But I believe it's truly a mindset that he has every player believe in. This is your opportunity. You have a role to do. Go out and do it. And they all want to prove that they're worth as well. And when your best guys are out of the lineup, they're all pulling together. And I think they did a great job playing as units of five and all back defensively, made it very difficult. Not a lot of room for Tampa. If they don't have their legs, and last night they certainly looked like they didn't, then they couldn't stand with how the Penguins played a game. And I know, and we've all heard them talk about it, that's how they want to be. They want to be difficult to play against, speed game, all those kind of things. And the way Tampa played it, the Penguins were just a better team last night. And that's all she wrote, really. I mean, but I do believe Mike Sullivan puts a mindset into every player that when they step on the ice, they have a job to do and they have to go carry it out.
I think also in a way, Jay, that helps a young goaltender like Tristan Jarry, who's coming off of, you know, bad playoff performance. When you play that way, you limit the chances. Even though he played well, I don't remember too many, you know, top-notch saves that he had to make, whereas I thought the Penguins got in and had the better scoring chances early and throughout that game. So I think that in and of itself makes life a little easier for a goaltender who wants to come back and play the way he's capable.
Yeah, Bob, I agree with that. I mean, that's so true because if you look at the world of what Tristan Jarry is going through, again, he's out there to prove himself. I think they did certainly help make the night easier for him. And I think again, you come together, you play tight defensively, and if you talk to anybody about it, with Crosby out and Malkin alone, let alone then you have Jake Gensel and Matheson from the blue line, you need to be stronger defensively. And then with that, you need your goaltender to come up with a timely save. So I think it's a good confidence builder for him just to have that game to get through it against the champion team. And he did just that, and hopefully they can just build from there. But, you know, it's funny, Bob. I believe Tristan Jarry, no matter what they do in this regular season, he could be outstanding, and it's still going to come down to playoff time, as we all know. But he's got to prove himself throughout the season, make sure there's no question marks, and he was off to a great start last night.
And that's fair, do you think? From what you said, it sounds like you believe that that's fair in regard to Jarry. Jay, is that he could have a great regular season, but it really is all about what he does in the playoffs, right?
Yeah. Is it fair? I mean, it's difficult, but everybody's graded. Look at the best. You know, you take every sport. You know, it's about winning championships, and the Penguins are about winning Stanley Cups. And for goaltenders, Joe, it will be about I mean, on one side, you feel like it's not fair. Hey, he was great all year, but you are graded on what you do at the biggest times, and that's the way it is in just professional sports in general. So, I mean, part of me wants to say it's not fair, but I think that's just the reality part of it. I mean, you are going to be looked at. I think I said this before, that 3 or 4 days between the end of the regular season and the playoffs, it's going to be a mind test for the goaltending situation. And if he's solid and there's no changes, that's going to be those days in between that first game. He would just wish the playoffs started right away to just keep on a roll to not hear all the outside noise, because it's going to be there. So, but that's just part of it. And when you're the goaltender of a team that has a chance to win Stanley Cups, that's the way it's going to be.
Jay, which of the new guys impressed you the most last night? Man, that was a really I can't believe Vasilevsky gave up the puck to Carter, you know, the best goaltender in the world. I guess even those guys make mistakes. But Heinen had the goal, Boyle had a goal, and Simone had a goal.
Yeah, and, you know, I think all of them proved what they're, you know, what they're going to bring and what they do. You know, Ron, I really think, like, Brock McGinn, he does all the little things, blocking shots, strong. All the lines seem to have they all felt the game together, if you will. And I think they all kind of just did their thing. And it was great to see them all get, you know, score the big goals. Brian Boyle with a big goal. We see Heinen getting it started. So to a man, I think they all accomplished what they wanted to. They get the part of a first win on a big opening night. And so I think all of them kind of stood out just did what they were expected to be doing. I've said about Brock McGinn, you know, if you think that's replacing Tanev, you can't look at Brock McGinn like he does what Tanev does. He does not. It's a different type of player. But he's going to be something that is solid every night. The fans will grow to love what he's about. It's not a Tanev speed guy all over the ice and running every, you know, getting his hits. It's a different type of game. And I know he replaced him in a sense, but it's not the same type of player. So I thought he showed what he's about. And as I said, I think the fans in general, when you win and you play that type of game, they're all going to like all the players that have come aboard.
Jay, you're missing the show here. What these two going back and forth, it's all on video on our camera here. You can see it at 93.7 The Fan. Check out the live videos. I don't know what you two were just doing, but it was pretty remarkable to watch.
It's... People won't understand unless they see it. And you can see it, as Ron said, at 93.7thefan.com. Go to live video.
I got Bob that read-in for you already.
He said, should we break? And I was saying in so many words, no, go ahead and ask a question. So please, Bob, the floor is yours.
Jay, Joe complains about clock management a lot with coaches, and yet he is the biggest violator of clock management. There are certain times you have to take a break, and he just goes right over it. And he'd run out of timeouts if that were the case. You know, you'd have nothing left by the end of the show. All right, so I
get it.
Jay, let me ask you this, because I'm sure we're going to go into the actual, you know, ESPN with the game. But I thought the Penguins, I couldn't imagine silencing a crowd on banner night the way they did. It seemed like as soon as the puck was dropped, the Penguins started playing good possession hockey. They outshot them 14-7 in that first period. It's almost as if the fans at that point had seen everything they wanted to see, and there was nothing left, and the Penguins sucked the life right out of them and their team.
Oh, I agree. I think, again, if it wasn't for Vasilevsky in the first 20 minutes, at least three would have been on the board, right? So they did. They line by line or shift by shift, they just took care of business. And, again, you just could feel it. They took the life out of Tampa Bay. And then – you know, even when they scored late and comes back, just the way the Penguins, they responded, they get the open net goal, bang, 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 a couple times. But I agree with that. It was really quiet. I also think it was, as far as, hey, for the Penguins, for us Penguins and Penguins fans, it was great. As if you're not a fan of either team, I'm not sure how long you're standing and watching that game. And so that's how much players like Crosby and Malkin mean to the NHL world, because that game really wasn't about, again, for us as in Pittsburgh, we love it. But if you're an outside person that has no interest in either city, you would have turned after the ceremony as well, because the Penguins were the better team and they just did it straightforward business. Nothing over the top, just strong, great hockey. And I think if you're not a fan of either team, you probably walked away from the game and waited till the Seattle Kraken came on.
Jay Caulfield joining us for the entire noon hour here. So we'll get back to maybe some favorites in the NHL. I'd love to know who Jay thinks will win this division, the Metro Division, if he thinks that the Penguins will be among the top four, really five. We're back to the wild card system. where it's the top three in each division and then the next two best records in the conference. Let's talk about that, because I have a feeling it's going to be a struggle to get there. We'll talk to Jay about that next. Whole bunch of NHL stuff.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.